This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Calls to Colorado system for students to report potential school threats or violence have dropped. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In May, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 1,800 calls, a 4% decrease over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by reports of bullying and drugs. Reports in May include a student reporting another student was harming themselves. The student was connected with a therapist. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns even when they're out of school during the summer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Four Coloradans have been named to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as they look to qualify for next year's World Cup. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The four selected for the 23-member team are midfielders Lindsay Horan and Taylor Korniak, along with forwards Mallory Pugh and Sophia Smith. A fifth Coloradan, Jalen Howell, was also picked for a pair of June exhibition games. After those warm-up matches, the squad heads to Mexico for a regional championship. The outcome will help determine who goes to next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, as well as the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The team plays June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Residents in the resort community of Keystone are gathering this hour to discuss incorporating into a municipality. The Summit Daily reports a group called the Keystone Citizens League is hosting the meeting. Currently, Keystone is part of unincorporated Summit County. This is CPR News.